content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is the Raleigh Visually Impaired Program Newsletter, written by the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation and Cultural Resources Department, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Their office phone number is 919-996-2147. Reach them by email at sris@raleighnc.gov. The Visually Impaired Program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments unless otherwise noted. Registration numbers for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether minimum registration numbers have been met. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines based on the specific program. Please refer to the program description. Minimum registration numbers will vary by program. Single-rate program fees will be advertised for all programs. Please refer to the description regarding the type of transportation included for the specific program. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete a form prior to event participation. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when they return the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies will be referred to at the end of this newsletter podcast. Now here are the ongoing activities during July and August. On Mondays, darts at the 5 Points Center for Active Adults. This program runs on July 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, August 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. In all cases, the program runs from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for July is $20, for August, $16. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the 5 Points Center for Active Adults, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Tuesdays, Walking to Wellness at the Triangle Town Center. The program runs from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. on July 23rd and August 27th. Registration for each month is $4. This is a family program. This walking group is for beginners, or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. Staff will be on site to lead the group, however, one-on-one assistance is not provided. The group will walk at Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Please note the new meeting location, Barnes & Noble, Triangle Town Center, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Wednesdays, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. The program runs in July on the 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st, in August on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. The times are 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for July is $4. Registration for August also $4. Each game costs $1, up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a full month in order to participate, and you must register at least 1 week before the program starts. Meet at Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at the Chavez Community Center. The program runs from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. on July 24th and August 28th. Registration for each month is $4. This program is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program, though. Meet at Chavez Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Boulevard, door-to-door transportation home is available. On Thursday nights, trivia at Buffalo Brothers, 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. The program dates are July 18th and August 15th. Registration for each month is $4. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at the Buffalo Brothers, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is available. On Fridays, Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind. Program runs from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on July 12th and August 9th. There is no cost, but no transportation is available. If you're interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are the July activities in calendar date order. On Sunday, July 7th, dinner and a movie from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Registration is $4. Join us for dinner and a movie at North Hills. As new releases come out, we'll spend some time socializing, enjoying each other's company, and the current features of the month. Movie of choice can be selected within a predetermined time frame. Must be ready for pickup at 2 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to the program location and home are available. Wednesday, July 10th, planning meeting, ice cream social, 6:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. There is no cost to register. Join us for an evening of fun as we plan our next social year calendar. Bring your social club friends and come with ideas and suggestions. We'll have an ice cream bar and light snacks to enjoy while we plan. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Now here are the August activities in calendar date order. On Saturday, August 3rd, historic Raleigh trolley tour and lunch from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration cost is $35. Join us for a narrated tour of downtown Raleigh aboard the Raleigh trolley. The trolley goes by Mordecai Historic Park, Bicentennial Plaza, Joel Lane Museum House, Fayetteville Street, and City Market. We will have lunch after the tour at Bad Daddy's Burger Bar. Please bring money for lunch. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Our friends from the Dragon Club will join us. We will meet at JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 10:30 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. Saturday, August 24th, from 8 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., day trip to Wilmington. Registration is $50. Come join us for a full day of fun in Wilmington. We will explore Fort Fisher, walk on the beach, relax on the Cape Fear River cruise, and enjoy some of Kilwan's famous ice cream and fudge. We will also eat lunch at Michael's Seafood. Please bring money for lunch, sweets at Kilwan's, and a fast food dinner on the way home. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Our friends from the Dragon Club will join us. We will meet at JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 8 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is available. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call the office before you register. That number again is 919-996-2147. Here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals ages 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you don't have an email, to staff, participants, etc. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, when and how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date, so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations or withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be coming up in a minute. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless otherwise noted in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to four participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and up, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office, except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. Now here's the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer of fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. Non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. And finally, here's the non-discrimination policy. The City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, sexual orientation, or disability in employment opportunities or the provision of services, programs, or activities. A participant alleging discrimination on the basis of any of the aforementioned areas may file a complaint with the Director of the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department or the Office of Equal Opportunity, U.S. Department of the Interior, Washington, D.C., 20240. You have been listening to the July-August edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call our office at 919-832-5138.